With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. By the end of this month, we should know how long it's going to take to repair Highway 1 at Mud Creek and how much it's going to cost. Caltrans has decided to build a road over the massive landslide. KAZU's Krista Almanzon visited the worksite just north of Hearst Castle to find out how this became the solution.
Joe Irwin and I stand on land that didn't exist before the Mud Creek slide, the ocean at our backs. In front of us, a semi-truck hauling enormous boulders makes its way down an access road carved into this new hillside.
You know, when you first see it, you're overwhelmed by how big it is, and you start to think, well, what can we possibly do?
When the landslide wiped out this quarter-mile stretch of Highway 1 back in May, it brought down enough dirt and rock to add about 15 acres of new land to the coast. It's now the construction site for the rebuild. Irwin is Caltrans's project manager. He says back in the day, the solution for repairing the highway would have been pretty obvious.
Go and start at the top of that mountain with a team of bulldozers and just start pushing material into the ocean until we got back to where the original highway was. That's how we used to do it in the 80s.
That was before Caltrans adopted the Big Sur Coast Highway Management Plan in 2004. Because of that, Caltrans tries to work with landslides and protect the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. So those boulders being hauled in, they will shore up the new slope and keep more dirt from going into the ocean.
This is critical black abalone habitat. There is pristine National Marine Sanctuary just in this area, right off the coast. And so we don't want to contribute to the degradation of those natural resources.
I mean, does that make the project more difficult that you can't let sediment go in the ocean?
It definitely constrains your options, but Caltrans, even before this landslide occurred, we had already taken the approach that we aren't trying to move mountains anymore in Big Sur.
Irwin says they weighed options like building a tunnel, but that would take too long, and there's not enough space to add a bridge. So the answer is rebuilding the highway on this new piece of land. He points south to where the highway is still standing.
And it has to start from down there, come out towards us, towards the ocean a little ways, and then go up and climb up to the north.
How can you build a road on a landslide? Isn't that land inherently unstable?
You know, it was so much that came down. It was such a large mass that once it came down and came to rest, it almost self-consolidated and stabilized itself.
Jim Ramey watches a bulldozer work its way across the slope.
They're very interested in what they're doing up here.
This is his first visit to the slide. He owns the Ragged Point Inn and Resort just south of here. He says business is way down since January. That's how long the highway has been closed here, because Mud Creek was already unstable before the mountainside collapsed.
Well, a lot of people are on the road to drive it through, so that's a significant number of the people that we see. But we do see a lot of people still coming up to take in the beauty of the area.
And people are still discovering that the highway is closed. On our way out, as we drive past the roadblock, a handful of parked cars and tourists stand there, looking for a way to get through Big Sur. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.